Now, David had been out in that cave, and he's an outdoors man. He was rugged. He'd seen this sight. Verse 10, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. He'd even seen little lions, these little lion cubs, hungry, just whining for something to eat. Yet God took care of them. But now he says, but they who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Now, I tell you, if a lion can take care of a little cub, God can take care of you and me. Isn't this wonderful? This is what David learned by experience. This is putting Christianity into shoe leather today. And we need it in shoe leather. I'm so tired of Christianity today that's just good for Sunday morning service and singing the doxology. And that just about ends it for a great many folk. I love what the man up in San Francisco, he's a broker that wrote to me. He said, and it's one of the nicest things that have been said to me. He says, you do not sound like you're speaking back of stained glass windows. Well, thank God for that. Now, there's nothing wrong about speaking back of stained glass windows. I did that for 40 years. But I hope that it didn't sound like it came from back of stained glass windows. I wanted to get down where it sounds like it came from the sidewalk, the marketplace, and from the schoolroom, and from the office, and the workshop. This thing's got to walk in shoe leather. It's no good. This man David says, I found out this is true because I experienced it. Taste of the Lord. Now, we read verse 13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. And I need to learn that. Maybe you need to learn that. But maybe we better move on. Verse 15, the eyes of the Lord upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Now, God says he hears and answers prayer. Don't tell me he doesn't, because he does. He knows how to say no. Now, verse 16, the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. I don't have time to go into that today, but there's a lot of sentimental rot in plays where some old, I was going to call him something I ought not to call him, but some low-down sinner, and he has deserted a wife and a little baby, and then after living in sin, a murderer, a thief, and everything else, he comes home when the little girl or the little boy is sick, and he gets down by the bed, and he prays a prayer. And when he does, you can hear boo-hoos all over the audience, people boo-hooing. My friend, I do not know. That turns my tummy. You know why? God says, I don't hear the prayer of a man like this. You have no right, my unsaved friend, to go to God and ask him for anything except one thing. Lord, save me. And you don't even have to ask him for forgiveness. I think that little routine they give, forgive me. You don't have to ask him for, he's got forgiveness for you. All you have to do is trust Christ, and he'll automatically forgive you. What he's saying, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Well, this is wonderful, by the way. Now, I must lift out maybe one or two other statements. Verse 18, the Lord is near unto those who are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite heart. You're willing to take a place of humility, come as a sinner to him, and trust him. Now, that old reprobate that turned and prayed about the little sick girl, if he'll accept Christ and acknowledge his sin and he'll receive Jesus Christ, God will hear him. But now, you're not free from trouble. I don't care who you are. Verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. This psalm is so wonderful, and it's so quoted and misquoted as you can see.